de Broadway a Gran Vía. Hoy tenemos dos invitados muy pero que muy especiales, Charlie Brown y su inseparable compañero Snoopy. Hablamos del musical You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, algo así que podíamos traducir en castellano como Eres un buen tipo, Charlie Brown, un musical basado en la tira cómica creada por Charles Schulz con canciones del compositor judío, como no podía ser de otra manera, Clark Gessner. Y sí, yo tampoco sabía que Charlie Brown tenía un musical, pero aquí lo tienen, lo pueden escuchar. Por lo tanto, en este musical, los estáticos personajes del universo del dibujo salen de la viñeta para cantar una serie de deliciosas melodías. Todos los amigos de Charlie Brown coinciden en una cosa: Charlie es un buen tipo. Y a pesar de que Charlie está contento por ello, no puede dejar de pensar si lo que dicen sus amigos es totalmente cierto.
Did you know that Charlie Brown has truly a dog's life?
Some days I wake up early to watch the sunrise and I think how beautiful it is and how my life lies before me. And I get a very positive feeling about things. Like this morning, for instance. The sky is so clear and the sun so bright. How could anything go wrong on a day like this? I'm late!
I'm not sure. I'm not a bad
Imaginen a Snoopy tumbado encima de su caseta. No es difícil de imaginar, ¿verdad? Snoopy disfruta relajado de un día apacible y tranquilo. Entonces comienza a soñar que es una bestia salvaje en medio de la selva.
They like me. I think they're swell. Isn't it remarkable how things turn out so well? Pleasant day, pretty sky, life goes on, here I lie, not bad, not bad at all. Cozy home, board and bed, sturdy roof beneath my head, not bad, not bad at all. Faithful friends, always near me, bring me bones, scratch my ear. Little birds, come to cheer me, every day, sitting here, on my stomach, with their sharp little claws, which are usually cold, and occasionally painful, and sometimes there are so many, that I can hardly stand it. Rats! I feel every now and then that I gotta bite someone. I know every now and then what I wanna be. A fierce jungle animal crouched on the limb of a tree.
La 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 la.
I stay very, very still till I see a victim come. I wait knowing very well every second counts. And then like the fierce jungle creature I am, I would pounce. I pounce!
You know, I never realized it was so far down to the ground from up here. Let me see. Where was I? Oh, that's right. The pretty sky. Not bad. Not bad at all. Cozy home, board and bed, sturdy roof beneath my head, not bad, not bad at all, not bad, not bad. It will snow tonight.
Otro personaje imprescindible y amigo de Charlie Brown es Linus. Aparece con su inseparable mantita y chupándose el dedo gordo. Lucy y Sally le reprochan esta manía. Entonces Linus decide abandonar su mantita, pero inmediatamente vuelve corriendo a por ella. Entonces comienza a imaginar un mundo en el que todas las personas pueden tener una mantita con la que relajarse.
Sucking your thumb without a blanket? Is like eating a cone without ice cream. My blanket and me.
With his little baby blanket.
There's your baby brother with his silly little blanket.
Well, you know how babies are with their blankets.
What do you mean? It's a cozy sanctuary, but it's far from necessary, 'cause I'm just as self-reliant as before. As a simple demonstration of my independent station, I will go and leave my blanket on the floor. Yes, I'll walk away and leave it, though I know you won't believe it. I'll just walk away and leave it on the floor. La 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 la. Yes, I'll walk away and leave it on the Don't ever let me do that again.
You're a hopeless case, Linus.
I thought I could do it. I actually thought I could do it.
A continuación, Charlie va a ver a Lucy, quien juega a que es una psiquiatra. Charlie le cuenta sus problemas. Lucy le señala que no tiene por qué preocuparse. Su forma de ser es única. Después le pide un tanto por ciento por la visita.
Oh, Lucy, I'm so depressed. I don't know what to do.
I think what you need most of all, Charlie Brown, is to come right out and admit all the things that are wrong with you.
All right, I'll try. I'm not very handsome or clever or lucid. I've always been stupid at spelling and numbers. I've never been much playing football or baseball or stickball or checkers or marbles or ping pong. I'm usually awful at parties and dances. I stand like a stick or I cough or I laugh or I don't bring a present or I spill the ice cream or I get so depressed that I stand and I scream. Oh, how could there possibly be one small person as thoroughly, totally, utterly blah as me?
Well, that's okay for a starter.
A starter?
Certainly. You don't think that mentioning these few superficial failings is going to do you any good, do you? Why, Charlie Brown, you really have to delve. You're stupid, self-centered, and moody.
I'm moody.
You're terribly dull to be with.
Yes, I am. And nobody likes me, not Frida, or Shermie, or Linus, or Schroeder.
Or Lucy.
Or Lucy.
Or Snoopy.
Or wait a minute, Snoopy likes me.
He only pretends to like you because you feed him. That doesn't count.
Or Snoopy. Oh, why was I born just to be one small person is thoroughly, totally, utterly...
Wait! You're not very much of a person.
That's certain.
And yet there is reason for hope.
There's hope?
For although you are no good at music like Schroeder, or happy like Snoopy, or lovely like me, you have the distinction to be no one else but the singular, remarkable, unique Charlie Brown.
I'm me!
Yes, it's amazingly true. For whatever it's worth, Charlie Brown, you're you.
Gosh, Lucy, you know something? I'm beginning to feel better already. You're a true friend, Lucy. A true friend.
That'll be 5 cents, please.
A mediodía, Linus, Lucy, Shredder y Charlie Brown trabajan en su cuaderno de informes. Cada uno lo hace a su manera. Lucy cuenta las palabras. Shredder compara este libro con Robin Hood. Linus realiza un complicado análisis psicológico. Charlie continúa preocupado con sus cosas y Snoopy y Sally andan persiguiendo conejos. Bueno, nos vamos. La semana que viene continuaremos con el segundo acto de este precioso musical dedicado a Charlie Brown y a Snoopy. Hasta la semana que viene.
Peter Rabbit is a stupid book about the stupid rabbit who took vegetables from other people's gardens. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. 83 to go.
The name of the book about which this book report is about is Peter Rabbit, which is about this rabbit. I found it very... I liked the part where... It was a... It reminded me of Robin Hood. And the part where Little John jumped from the rock to the sheriff of Nottingham's back. And then Robin and everyone swore from the trees in a sudden surprise attack. And they captured the sheriff and all of his goods, and they carry him back to their camp in the woods. And the sheriff was guest at a dinner, and all but he wriggled away, and he sounded a call, and his men rushed in, and the arrows flew. Peter Rabbit did sort of that kind of thing, too.
The other people's name was McGregor. 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Oh!
In examining a work such as Peter Rabbit, it is important that the superficial characteristics of its deceptively simple plot should not be allowed to blind the reader to the more substantial fabric of its deeper motivations. In this report, I plan to discuss the sociological implications of family pressure so great as to drive an otherwise moral rabbit to perform acts of thievery which he consciously knew were against the law. I also hope to explore the personality of Mr. McGregor in his conflicting roles as farmer and humanitarian. Peter Rabbit is established from the start as a benevolent
hero.
If
I start writing now when I'm not really rested, it could upset my thinking, which is no good at all. I'll get a fresh start tomorrow, and it's not due till Wednesday, so I'll have all of Tuesday unless something should happen. Why does this always happen? I should be outside playing, getting fresh air and sunshine. I work best under pressure, and there'll be lots of pressure if I wait till tomorrow. I should start writing now, but if I start writing now when I'm not really rested, it could upset my thinking, which is no good at all.
The name of the rabbit is Peter. 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, yes!
Down came the staff on his head, smash! And Robin fell like a sack full of lead, crash! The sheriff laughed and he left him for dead, ah! But he was wrong.
35, 36, 37, 38, 39,
40. An arrow flew in. It was a sign for the fight to begin. And then it looked like the sheriff would win. Ah, but not for long. Away they ran. Just like rabbits who run a lot. As you can tell from the story of Peter Rabbit, which this report is about.
Rabbits, 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 chasing rabbits.
How do they expect us to write a book report of inequality in just 2 days? How can they conspire to make life so miserable and so effectively in so many ways?
Not to mention the extreme pressure exerted on him by his deeply rooted rivalry.
report on Peter Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit, 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 Peter Rab